quote from novelist, essayist Salman Rushdie to begin our next segment. Quote, in the experience of art, time seems not to exist, unquote. But what about when the passage of time is at the core of that very same art? A new exhibit opening this weekend at the Broad Art Museum on the MSU campus explores that, and it's titled Moving Time, Video Art at 50. Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with the curator of the Broad about this new installation, which will take up two floors of the museum. Hi, Jamie.
Hi there. Yeah, the bulk of the exhibit's going to be on the second floor of the Broad. And according to the museum's curator, Kathleen Doherty, the exhibit is set up like a wheel. But the video-centric exhibit also starts with the very first step taken inside the Broad.
We have 10 flat-screen monitors, five facing five. I've invited five contemporary artists, five artists working now at the very newest point of video art, what is happening right now. And of course, the name itself at this point becomes something of a misnomer because many of these artists are working in digital medium. We've selected a work by them and then asked them to select a work from the history of video art, so the last 50 years. It seems crazy to be talking about history when we're only talking 50 years, but such a tremendous amount has happened within that 50 years that it really is a kind of historic scope. And to select an artist and a work which has had particular impact on them personally in their own practice. So for example, an American artist, an artist called Michelle Handelman, who we've exhibited here, some of the listeners may remember her work exhibited here at the Broad before, she has selected a work by Charles Atlas, a kind of seminal video artist, again American, a work from 2002, because of the importance of Atlas's work to her own development. And so really we get this incredible breadth of what the show is about, right from the most historic works, in inverted commas, to most contemporary works, one of which in fact is from 2015.
Once inside, the remainder of the Moving Time video installation can be found on the second floor, and you can take either the steps or the elevator to that second floor lobby. But at the Broad, curator Kathleen Doherty wants you to not just see a neutral lobby area.
That area has been activated by art as a starting point and as the central point from which everything else will come in video art. And that starts in, that's 1965. That point is 1965, 50 years ago, where we have two artists, Andy Warhol and Nam June Paik, two of the biggest hitters that there are in the video art world, the starting point for video art today. We have works by both of those artists exhibited in that central landing area. It's become a gallery space unto itself. And from that, we have the three spokes, our three other galleries, which are connected and yet separate, just as the video artists today and over those decades have been connected and yet separate. They've had an inheritance but have moved it somewhere that's specific to them, as great artists do.
The first spoke of that wheel in the Broad Museum's Moving Time exhibit is a gallery featuring predominantly female artists, including an earlier work by Marina Abramovic. You may remember a rather recent viral video of an artist in a red dress sitting in silence with various strangers in a large gallery, and she's surprised by a former lover, Ule, whom she hadn't seen in many years. That was Marina Abramovic's The Artist is Present. And one display at the Broad will show an early work featuring both Abramovic and Ule.
So the Abramovic piece is, it's going to be quite confronting. Actually, when you first walk into that space, we have all the other works are exhibited on cube monitors. It's most appropriate for those individual works. But the Abramovic is projected onto a full wall projection. And many of your listeners will know that Abramovic was very interested in performance and was very interested in extremes. And in many ways remains so today. Those have been preoccupations throughout her career. And this particular work shows her and her partner, Ule, screaming at one another, and screaming at one another, facing one another, and in close proximity, getting louder and louder with the same monotonous cry and shout over and over and over again, to the point of physical and emotional extremes, and physical and emotional almost consumption. And so that work really fills that space, and I think the viewer will really feel consumed and part of it. We move into the second gallery, where we have a kind of homage to three artists, Haroun Farrokhi, Chris Marker, and Jean-Luc Godard. Haroun Farrokhi is a German artist who actually passed away last year. We have one of his really seminal works, Workers Leaving the Factory from 1995, exhibited in the very back of our gallery space. And as the visitors will walk through, they almost feel like they're entering into a little cave. I've just literally come from the final tweaking on the installation there, and it's got a special feel to it in that gallery. I'm almost expecting to hear the click, click, click of the old reel-to-reel going on. There's something special happening in that backspace. Chris Marker is a French artist. We have his Prime Time in the Camps color video piece. Very excited to have that because Chris Marker was a writer, a photographer. He was multimedia artist and a documentary filmmaker. And I think that background in journalism very much comes through in that kind of, in the work we see exhibited at Prime Time in the Camps. As we move to the final gallery, we have kind of grand finale, if you like, by a German artist, Julian Roosevelt, who's actually going to be coming here to East Lansing, and I'm really looking forward to welcoming him here. A work called Asylum from 2002, which is a 9-screen installation which links video art with kind of avant-garde cinema. 9 groups of workers from different ethnic minorities that have long had presence in Germany. Many of them were living in refugee hostels at the time, and it kind of points to the precarious nature of their daily lives. Obviously a work which, although from 2002, is incredibly pertinent today. And I think that that really is a timely reminder to us of the importance of contemporary art as a lens to broader social commentary and social issues.
Moving Time, Video Art at 50, is the final installation conceived by Michael Rush, former founding director who passed away earlier this year. And for Kathleen Daugherty, that legacy of Michael Rush's dedication to video art is very much on her mind.
This show was very much Michael's baby. His Thames and Hudson publication from over a decade ago now. In many ways, I kind of saw this show as being a visualization of that earlier text. And yet, within the broader scope of video art, a decade is a long time. And so it seemed that actually so much has happened even since that publication. That yes, the tone is set through that publication, but where has it gone? Where might it go? Where are we now? You know, having worked with Michael and having spoken with him, obviously, about video art as well as art in general, I hope that we've managed to capture his vision within how I've curated this exhibition. I also should say that I've had tremendous support and advocacy amongst his friends, colleagues, and amongst co-workers here at the Broad, many of whom loved Michael dearly and knew him in a way that has been invaluable to my interpretation of this show. Because, of course, when anyone approaches a show, you have to approach it as you would approach any show. You need to deliver a show in a way that you're comfortable to curate. But thankfully, I think my vision and Michael's were so aligned that that has never been in any way problematic, but quite the opposite. It's really given me another project that I've worked with Michael on.
This 50-year exhibition, Moving Time, Video Art at 50, curated by Kathleen Daugherty, opens this weekend at the Broad Museum off Grand River on the MSU campus and will remain open through mid-February. You can find more information about the exhibit online at broadmuseum.msu.edu. Kathleen Daugherty, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.